it's like a rite of passage that you mess up someone's name. If you haven't messed up their name, then they haven't been important enough. Right?
I've had some tough conversations with parents around the community in 40 years. You can imagine. I said, hey, look, if I haven't misspelled your son's name, you haven't done anything. Bottom line. Or I've got two daughters, or
yeah,
your daughter.
Someone's name.
Someone's name.
All right, we got to go to the big break. When we come back, let's talk a little A&M baseball heading into the SEC tournament this week. Come back with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Your favorite team, the Yankees, Astros, Rangers, and Texans, all play on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. This is KZNE, KND HD3, and KND HD4 K274 CM. College Station Bryan.
I'm Jay Berman. Tomorrow night, the NBA's version of the Final Four will begin. It's the Western Conference Finals between the Rockets and Warriors. Here's Steve Kerr.
Every series presents a different challenge, but at this point in the playoffs, you get to the Conference Finals, whoever you're playing obviously is playing with a lot of confidence, playing well.
All right, the Eastern Conference Finals begin on Wednesday. The Hawks will host LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're a great team. They've been a great team all year. They've been the number one seed in our conference all year for a reason. And it's going to be highly competitive.
All right, to baseball now. No let-up in the Houston Astros, the best team in the AL West. Now 5.5 games up on the second-place Angels.
Whether we're ahead or whether we're behind, we have a really simple approach. And I think that's a great tribute to the players we have and the leadership we have in the clubhouse.
All right, that's A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Astros. As we said, 5.5 up on the Angels. That could climb because the Angels right now in the bottom of the seventh are trailing the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto 10-5. Jose Bautista just connected on his seventh home run. Albert Pujols' seventh home run. David Freese' seventh home run. Again, Toronto leads the Angels in the bottom of the seventh 10-5. Elsewhere, the Marlins named Dan Jennings. Their new manager moves from the GM chair to the dugout. From the NFL, looks like Justin Smith will indeed announce his retirement. He was a 5-time Pro Bowler, played 14 seasons. The Patriots have signed free agent linebacker Brandon Spikes to a 1-year deal. And according to reports, Robert Kraft upset specifically and obviously with the Wells report. Kraft says he believes Tom Brady because his quarterback has never lied to him. I'm Jay Burke.
Listen to Eye on Baseball with Adam the Bull and CJ Nitkowski, Saturday mornings at 10 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Zinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. Registration for the Arts Council's summer camps is now open. Fine Art Camp, Comic Book Camp, Art Lab for Girls, and the new Fiber Fun Camp will run Monday through Friday from June through August at the Arts Center. Visit acbv.org for more information. Stop by the Seed Gallery in downtown Bryan to see former Navasota artist-in-residence Mick Burson's exhibit, Kismet. His work reflects an appreciation of life, coincidence, and circumstances and will be on display through May 29th. Tickets are on sale now for Bel Air High School Class of 1970's 45th reunion. The event will be held at the Braeburn Country Club on September 19th. More information at belair70.com. Today, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and 86. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 73. You can now hear your favorite teams, A&M football, A&M basketball, and A&M baseball, on your FM dial. Listen in on the Zone 102.7 FM.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3555.
If you want a new career, let Vista College prepare you with the skills employers are looking for when they hire.
Well, the thing that sets Vista College graduates apart is the fact that they have great training as well as hands-on training. They're able to work in the lab to where when they come out in the field, it's not a big surprise and they're ready to go to work.
Vista College can put you on the fast track to a financially rewarding career.
If I see somebody has attended Vista College, I know that they're going to be an individual that has gone above and beyond their normal local person that I can hire, and absolutely I would hire that person over another person.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify. New classes start every 5 weeks. Call now for more information. 979-314-4438. That's 979-314-4438. Call Vista College today, 979-314-4438, or visit vistacollege.edu. Vista College College Station is a branch campus of Vista College, El Paso, Texas. Consumer information may be viewed at vistacollege.edu.
Listen to Aggie football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer on your home for Aggie athletics. The Zone FM, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour, Aggie Nation. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the events coming to the season dreams are made of. MSCOpus.org. Lots of great events. Part of that, check that out. Again, MSCOpus.org. You can hit us up, 693-1150 to call us. You can text us, 229-1939. Let's talk a little baseball. First off, the Astros calling up, maybe for a one, this might be a one shot.
Yeah, you never know.
A one game preview of the future, but Lance McCullers is going to pitch, or Lance McCullers Jr., I suppose, is going to pitch tonight for the Stros, who are surging again. They surged, then they unsurged, and then now they're surging again.
I'm laughing. If he pitches well, I think he might stay up.
Well, we'll find out. And then, you know, he was, I think I saw or read a story, or they were saying it during one of the broadcasts, that he was in Fresno for like a day. And then they were like, hey, welcome to Fresno. Yeah. We got to get you to Houston. We need you to pitch on Monday.
Frequent flyer miles.
So he will be going tonight for the Stros, who, believe it or not, Cease, still have the best record in the American League.
The best in
and,
the whole American League.
You know, still going. So,
and we're here we are approaching the end of May.
Yeah.
It's not April. It's May.
No, it's May. It's the tied for most wins through 38 games or whatever in franchise history.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how the Astros keep going, what they're able to do. One thing, fun to watch. They swing a lot, an awful lot. And they strike out or hit home runs, that's the way it goes.
As long as you're winning.
Yeah, so we'll see what McCullers has tonight. He's been killing it. He was killing it at Corpus Christi before he moved up to Fresno for a night. And then now, of course, he'll be in Houston for one game. The Astros are throwing off our schedule, by the way, this week. We're going to be off Wednesday. We're going to be late Thursday. And then off again Monday, we think, all because of the Astros. So, but it's a little bit easier to do that when the Astros are good. You know, you don't like getting bumped for a team that's six games under 500 by the first week of May.
Okay.
But if they're going to lead the AL, then we'll let it slide.
You trying to tell me that more people could be listening to the Astros and the Aggies this week than us?
I doubt it, but it's possible. Speaking of the Aggies, though, let's talk about them. Weird weekend. They also victims of the rain.
Rains everywhere.
Well, it has rained everywhere, and we're going to ask Sealy. I can't remember a season this affected by weather. I mean, they had
this late in the year too.
Well, it's just been all year. I mean, they've had rain delays, they've had rainouts, they've had games canceled. I mean, what, two conference games rained out?
I expect that in February, a little bit in March, not in May.
Been a wild season. They've had split games, all this kind of stuff. It's been a wild year for them, but. as you know, long story short, they've been up and they've been down. And I saw, you know, someone, it's, you know, talking about boiling down the stats. They're 1-3-1 in the last five series, but that's a little bit of a, you know, they could just as easily be 2-2-1 with that Arkansas series and all this kind of stuff. Long story short, as long we both think, and it seems like most people kind of think, if they don't go lose-lose in the SEC tournament, they're probably, you know, of course it depends on what happens elsewhere. Yeah, could Louisville could go win their conference
they could
tournament
still,
or whatever.
They could still go, I think they could still lose-lose and be at top eight, but I think if they win a game, they're in. I think if they, that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Everything. It's the way momentum works, and one thing I wrote down to talk about this, does the number seven ranking, which is what D1 Baseball has them as today and a lot of other people, but it feels disappointing, but if you just said before the season, hey, you know, Aggie fans
are 10 losses
ecstatic
going into postseason play.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things that momentum says that, you know, they're a little bit down right now. They haven't been playing as well, and certainly they lost their last game, so people kind of feel that. But it's still a good team and a great season. I mean, as good as they've had under Rob Childress.
And I was looking last night, I was adding up, looking at Vanderbilt. They're 11-10 in their last 21. I mean, a lot of teams right now are scuffling. Because it's just so hard in conference play to go on their own, grind out wins. Second season starts today for everybody, and now you're down to winning X amount of games per weekend. You win 2 or 3 games each weekend, 4, you're set.
Yeah, and, you know, A&M's got themselves in good position. Like I said, if they win a game or two this week, they'll be at home all the way to Omaha, which is all you can ask for. And, you know, it's been a fun season to watch, quite frankly. That's one thing I kept thinking just this weekend. You get too often we get lost in the weeds of the season. You get out in your day to day.
Yeah, like you just say, oh man, they're 1-1 this weekend. They went 1-1. Okay, better know it too. I mean, you know.
Well, and then you step back and just think of, you know, going into the postseason. This has been a hell of a season to watch at Blue Bell Park. It's been a lot of good baseball, a lot of home runs. It's been entertaining. Pitching has been good for the most part. It's been a fun season. No matter what happens, it's been a fun ride so far.
And you look at softball same way in diamonds in baseball. You're looking at the best league in the country. You look at the SEC. This is not the American Athletic Conference. I mean, this is the SEC, and women got an unbelievable amount of teams into the Sweet 16 in softball. It's going to be the same way in baseball. They're too good. They're too good. But yet, it's a little bit like we talk about that all-conference team. There is a pecking order. And right now, I think what A&M wants to do, and as I blogged, they want to play well. Right now, you want to play well. Yeah, you want to win games, but you want to play well going into the postseason. And you don't want to leave a Hoover and saying that LSU, Vanderbilt, and Florida are playing better than you. You want to be included with that group.
And another big moment over the weekend, just did it have any major consequences?
Well,
no, but seeing Tyler Stubblefield out on the mound, what a journey for him this year to get in the injury preseason. A guy that was projected as the Friday starter. I mean, you're talking about a Grayson Long was tremendous this year. Second team all SEC. He wasn't supposed to be the main guy. It was supposed to be Tyler Stubblefield. But to see him out there throwing some pitches, even if he doesn't add to this postseason run, and I frankly don't expect him to throw anything super important, maybe an inning, but it's still just to get back a big accomplishment for him.
Yeah, here let's look at the bottom line, and I'm glad you brought that up. If Tyler Stubblefield helps him win one game in regionals, super regionals, or College World Series, it's worth it. He's not 9-0, Tyler Stubblefield. He's a guy that just came off ACL. So, and a lot of people envision he was 4-2 last year. He's not Sandy Koufax coming back. I mean, it'd be great if he does. But if he helps A&M win one game in the postseason, and I'm talking beyond Hoover, he should get a few more innings, a couple more innings in Hoover. So get ready to help, because let's be honest, I think super regionals, you'd like to think that A&M could sweep whoever comes in, but it may get down to one inning, and he might get an out.
In the postseason, it is that, you know, he doesn't have to throw a whole game. You said, it's the one inning. Can he hold?
One batter.
Can he throw, one batter, you know, one situation, can he help out? And we'll see. He's got to take someone's place on the travel roster to do that, and I'm interested to see what he does this postseason, but like you said, even if he helps at all, it was worth it.
Sure.
And good for him to get back. He had to feel great going out there Saturday thinking, hey, I'm unbelievable.
And I was watching
Medicine in these days.
And I was watching that game, and consider how pumped up he had to be and come in and throw strikes when you're a left-hander. I mean, he's going to settle down a little bit, and I thought he just pitched great, looked great for just the first time three batters.
Yeah.
In a hostile environment. Come on, Oxford.
Wow. Well, and Ole Miss needs wins. You know, we're talking about the desperation for other teams down the stretch. We've seen A&M do that in years past where they needed to win late, and they were able to get in the tournament. Other teams are trying to do that now.
A&M beat Vanderbilt last year.
You can't love the fact that you go, was it 40-10, one of the best seasons in school history, quite frankly, in the regular season, and you got to play at 9:30 in the morning on Wednesday to kick this thing off. Probably not a time that you normally want to play at, but
it's hard to believe you might have the pregame at either at Denny's or IHOP and then go over to the ballpark.
Yeah, you got to do your pregame meal pretty early and then get over there. But we'll see how they do this week, and really looking forward to seeing them.
The game will be over by the time I get up.
Yeah, seeing him back here next weekend. Yeah, certainly.
Definitely. That's definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. We will go to break, come back, and then get Justin Seeley's thoughts on the weekend. Get his thoughts on Tyler Stubblefield, the weekend that was, what they're looking for, and everything. When we come back, so come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150, and The Zone HD.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for Best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Monday, June 1st, as you decide the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Safari Dental, Schulte Roofing, Sovac City, and The Sleep Station. Voting begins Monday, June 1st, for the 15th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Rattlers always has great specials, and May is no exception. This month, grab some healthy snacks with David Sunflower Seeds in the 5.25-ounce bag, two for only $2.22. In a hurry for lunch? Then mix and match a fountain drink, hot dog, and nachos, two for only $2, with your registered Rattlers reward card. And if it's been a long, tough, and hot day, after work, stop in for some great beer specials, like 18 packs of Heineken, Corona, and Dos Equis, only $19.99, and 18 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
You're listening to The Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150.
Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. Time to talk a little A&M baseball with A&M assistant coach Justin Seeley. He joins us every Monday. Coach, kind of a wild weekend. And the first thing I want to ask you about, have you ever seen a season so affected by the weather?
No. Short answer, no. It seems like it's been that way. And I know back home, it probably felt like you're in downtown Seattle here lately. So, and, you know, we're driving to practice right now and just kind of looking at the clouds right now. I mean, we're going to fight it here a little bit here this afternoon, too. So, short answer is no. Long answer is all the things that we just talked about. So, yeah, it's been a wild and crazy one, that's for sure.
One thing I think that the weekend, you know, it was a weird series. Another game got delayed. The first part of a doubleheader. The big thing that came out of this for me is one, Grayson Long got back on track. Tremendous outing in game one on Thursday. But also, just to see Tyler Stubblefield out on the mound, I know a lot of people felt good about that. What was his reaction? When did y'all know he could go? When did he find out? You know, what was that all like?
Yeah, first of all, Grayson looked fantastic. I mean, he was every bit as good live and in person as he was on TV or if you were just listening to the game. So he was awesome. And then, you know, being able to get Tyler out there, that was really good. And, it went about as good as it could have gone with the exception. I mean, even the hit, it was a ball right back at him. So he got to experience that. So, we probably knew that we were going to have the opportunity to do this probably maybe 10 days to 2 weeks ago, just because he had been cleared, from his knee standpoint, and the plan was possibly to use him on Tuesday had we played Sam Houston, but he was bullpened a couple times, and we needed to get him out there and face live hitters, and so the opportunity presented itself, and we had two left and a right coming up, and just felt good about running him out right there, and then I thought when he went out there, I thought he was good, so. Excited for him, excited for us. It's be a big shot in the arm if depending on how much more we can use him. And, all indications right now is that he feels good.
One thing that I've always been fascinated with in every sport is when you have to do something in the postseason that you're not used to doing, how do y'all prepare to play a game at 9:30 in the morning and an important game at that when that's something y'all haven't really done this season?
We'll get our guys up early tomorrow morning. To get them used to, just setting our clock that in that direction. But we have our guys when we're on the road. We have them get up early and go to breakfast every morning as well. So it's not like we're sleeping in until noon and then playing 6:30 games. So our guys are pretty used to getting up in the morning. We don't let them play around too much. So we'll get them up early tomorrow. We'll practice early tomorrow, kind of at the same time that we would play, and hopefully that'll help get our bearings for. Making sure that our clocks are ready to go at 9:30 whenever the game starts on Wednesday.
Justin, what's the game plan going into the SEC tournament? Do you want to get all your starting pitchers some work? Do you try to put that in within two games? Do you try to get up 13 guys, the guys you guys have been using at the bat, try to get everybody? What's the approach?
As much as anything, you just go win. Go do everything we can to go win the tournament and, win a championship. So, obviously, we have some guys that need to pitch. They need to be sharp, moving forward into the postseason. But our overarching goal is to win this tournament and play as good as we possibly can play. So the guys that we'll use will be the guys that we'll use in the postseason as well.
Now, you mentioned Stubblefield. Is his next step to pitch two or three innings or pitch more or just pitch the same?
Yeah, I think we'll let him throw today. And then reevaluate after that. We traveled yesterday, we lifted this morning, and then we will practice here in just a little bit. So we'll let him throw today, see how he feels, and then probably make a decision on how much more he can go after that.
What about your approach? Now, last year, you guys came in hungry team, needing to win. You get big upset. Now it might be reversed. Whether you play Alabama or Ole Miss, how is your mindset? You talk to the players about going from the honey to the hundred, so to speak?
No. Yeah, and I think I'd be consistent with, most of the things we've talked about this year. We got to play as good as we can play. And we're going to get people's best shot. I think our guys realize that, but at the same time, we need to make sure that they get ours. And, from our end, we need to make sure we do everything we can to be prepared and play as good as Aggie baseball as we possibly can. So, that discussion doesn't really come up with, you know, who's hunting who. It's just a matter of us going out and playing as good as we possibly can play.
Grayson Long went 6-0 in conference play, 2.67 ERA, was one of the best pitchers in the nation, and his only second team All-SEC. What does that say about the strength of this league? I mean, you guys play it week in, week out, and now you're going to the tournament. You know, what's it like just every week being a part of a league that deep? I mean, I assume y'all have seen the SEC awards, and he's on the second team, even as great as a year as he had.
Yeah, I got done with lunch, and I pulled open the internet, and I actually saw your tweet, and I obviously knew who you were talking about, so I didn't even know that he was second team until I saw that. It says a lot about our league. We think he's, in our mind, he belongs on the first team. I mean, we would definitely take him, over a lot of guys. So I'm very proud of the year he's had, and it does say a ton about our league. I mean, there's some guys that were left off of the all-league that I was just going through in my head. I mean, some guys that are, unbelievable players. Rhett Wiseman from Vanderbilt was one of them, and I think he had 12 home runs and hit over 350, and he wasn't even an all-league player. So, it says a lot about our league, that's for sure. Proud of our guys, Mitchell, that was first team, and then Logan and Nick as well.
Speaking of being proud of your league, how many of the top eight national seeds do you feel the SEC is going to get?
Depends on how the week shakes out. In my mind, I think LSU is probably, by winning the league, you win this league, you're probably going to get a top eight seed as long as you take care of any sort of your business. And then I think after that, it's up in the air between us, Vanderbilt, and Florida. And I like our position that we're in. We've obviously put ourselves in a good spot, but we've got to go play well this week, and I think they're of the mindset of the same thing, that they're going to have to go play well this week. So I don't think you'll see any one of our three teams pitching off or doing anything of that sort of fashion. I think we're going to stick pretty status quo with what we've done all year.
Is there any change? I know one thing that's been talked about all year is the power that some teams have had with the new ball, but will it transition to Omaha? You guys are going to get a little bit of a preview of that with the Hoover Met isn't exactly a tight quarters. Any changes to the approach, or are you just going to go up there and see how it goes?
No, we're going to play the same game that we've played all year, and we're not going to change a whole lot of things. We did tell our guys when we played here earlier in the year that we thought this place is going to play similar to how it's going to play, if we have the opportunity to play in Omaha. We need to make sure that we approach it that way and take care of the baseball and make sure that we're probably not going to hit as many home runs. That doesn't mean we can't hit for power. That doesn't mean we can't hit doubles and triples and that kind of thing. So, we're not going to change who we are for the venue that we're at.
And real quick before you go, you did mention Mitchell now as a first-team All-SEC guy, and I just want to kind of get your thoughts on his season in general. Obviously, proud of him, but what do you think was the biggest key for him taking just a massive step forward from his production last year to this year? Like we said, first-team All-SEC designated hitter.
Oh, man, there'd be a lot of things that he's done. Got himself in incredible shape. He's a senior. I think he just maturity wise, he's always been a strong kid. I think it's just his day to day approach to baseball and really to our team. I mean, he's one of the guys on our team that if we need something done with the team, and it doesn't mean that the message doesn't necessarily have to come from the coaches, then it will come from him. It'll come from him, it'll come from Blake. Those guys will take care of those kind of things. And I think, just giving him that kind of ownership and him taking that ownership of that role that, has really empowered him. And he's become the player that he's capable of being, the guy we recruited and thought he always would be. And just very proud of him and Blake, too. I mean, Blake's left off the All-SEC ballot, and, it's a shame that has to happen. And it's not because there aren't other guys deserving, but wow, what a year that guy had too, or regular season. So, which neither one of them are done, obviously.
Yeah, so. Thomas told me I was supposed to play Lucky Man by Montgomery Gentry when you came on today. Is there any reason behind that?
I'm probably going to hear it here in about 2 minutes, to be honest with you. That is, Coach likes to play that song while the boys stretch, and Coach McMillan's putting the cones out right now. They're getting ready to do that. So that's Coach's song. He likes to hear that. And the boys, they I think they went from not sure what it was to, okay, we get it, it's Coach's song, to, okay, now we're sick of it. And now it's just gotten to be a thing where it's a back-and-forth thing between Coach and the guys, where they're having fun with each other. So, that is Coach's song that he likes to hear. So, if y'all want to spin that record after we get off the phone, that'd be fine. I'm going to hear it regardless.
All right, we'll try to get that one for you next week, Coach. Y'all have a good week over there in Hoover. We'll see you back here in College Station next week. Thanks for being on with us.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Justin.
Always good to talk to Justin CEC. Should be a fun week. Like I said, the early morning, if they can win the first one, then they don't have that early morning thing again, probably. But
it's both teams. I mean, say what you will. It's just tough. You don't think of playing baseball at 9:30 in the morning. And really, let's be honest.
We don't think of doing anything at 9:30.
Yeah, exactly. That important of a baseball game for both teams, whether it's Alabama or whether it's Ole Miss or A&M, whatever it plays.
You know, we'll find out, I guess, Sunday night. They usually release the national seeds, I guess, so we'll know ahead of time.
They release the national seeds. I think they just do the hosts. They name the 16 sites.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
I think that's all they do Friday.
Yeah, we'll know
night.
A little bit.
They're going to be on that.
Right. So we'll know a little bit as the weekend gets close, but should be a fun week over at the SEC tournament. And again, a cap or two. They've been a little up and down lately, but a tremendous season for A&M baseball. And if they can get hot again, or
40 wins,
have one or two unexpected pitching performances, who knows what they can do in the postseason. So should be a fun, as they say.
Right where they want to be.
What is it? The second season, as they say?
Second season.
All right. Well, we will see how they do. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I think Larry and David have dried off. They've come in out of the rain, and they're going to have a dry high school report, hopefully, when we come back. So come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The College Station City Council is meeting tonight because members were in Washington, D.C. last week with the Chamber of Commerce.
Tonight's agenda includes action on two bond-funded projects approved by voters 7 years ago. One's the construction of a hike and bike trail between Lick Creek and Creekview Parks. $3.1 million contract means the city still has $800,000 left in the project budget. The multi-use path will be built through mostly city-owned property between Highway 6 and W.D. Fitch and along Pebble Creek Parkway. The other's awarding a design contract for what's budgeted as an $8 million expansion and renovation of the Larry J. Ringer Library. Scope includes adding 10,000 square feet, a new children's and youth area, parking improvements, and upgrading technology used by library employees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A West Bryan convenience store was held up Saturday night. Police say no one was hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken from the Chevron at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. Suspect information is on our website at WTAW.com. A Bryan man who admitted to breaking the jaw of a Brazos County jail inmate nearly 2 years ago is back behind bars. According to the arrest report, Bryan police were working undercover in a high burglary neighborhood at 3 in the morning last Friday when they stopped a man walking through a strip center on East 29th. The man, who first identified himself as Chris Foley, turned out to be Adrian Monroe. When officers told Monroe to stand up to be arrested, he started to run but was caught and placed on the ground to be handcuffed. Monroe, who turned 22 the day before his latest arrest, was on 7 years probation from a 10-year prison sentence for the aggravated assault. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
Rattlers always has great specials, and May is no exception. This month, grab some healthy snacks with David's Sunflower Seeds in the 5.25-ounce bag, two for only $2.22. In a hurry for lunch? Then mix and match a fountain drink hot dog and nachos, two for only $2, with your registered Rattlers reward card. And if it's been a long, tough, and hot day, after work, stop in for some great beer specials, like 18 packs of Heineken, Corona, and Dos Equis, only $19.99, and 18 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggielandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay tees are just $19.99 each when you buy two or more.
Listen to the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Auburn Bloom, joined by the man who, I don't know how you got back from Austin. I assume you swam or rowed or otherwise kayaked your way back.
Yeah, I was afraid I was going to have to come back with my window down. It went down. You know, you ever have your window go down and just not come back up?
I drove a 78 GMC pickup in high school, and the window thing just broke off when it was down.
Oh, man.
So what I did for 2 years was, it was like this for 2 years, I just had a pair of channel lock pliers, and they just stayed locked on there.
Yeah.
So anyone that needed the channel lock, I was like, hey, they're out of my car.
Well, I actually went to get out Friday morning and went to the Pep Boys to see if they could get in and fix it. And they said, well, no, sorry, we can do it. And they told me, this actually told me the second, we can do it sometime between 11 and 3 if you'll bring it in. We might be able to get it in between 11 and 3. And I said, no, I don't think that's going to work. And I had actually got it to come up just a little bit on the side. And then finally, like an idiot, I lowered it down just thinking about it, and then it started working again.
Hey.
So I don't know why.
There you go.
I like to say I fixed it and didn't have to pay anybody to do it.
Don't talk about it, but for now it works. It's time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. David, you're here. Larry's on the phone. What are the youth, what are they all doing?
Oh, we're done with track, unless they're somebody's participating in that Texas Track and Field Coaches Association thing that they're having up in Waco, which is a meet of champions, and we don't really know who's going to be in that. UIL rules say you can't compete in it representing your school. Now, you can go in a different uniform and not wear school uniforms. So once the state track meet is over, track season is over. So for that matter. But there is still some baseball going on. We've lost all of our softball teams. And, Larry, you covered some of that baseball the other night. Talk a little bit about your trip to John Cooper High School.
Well, David, I'd never been over there, and it was really an interesting place. For anyone who's never been in the Woodlands, it's just a very different place. I don't know if you call it a planned community. I don't know what the right term would be, but if you move in there, you put a business in there, you know, you can't cut down any trees and you can't put up any high signs, so you can't really find anything. But it's just tucked away just off a main kind of thoroughfare, but you can't see any of it, maybe except for the glow of the lights as you drive past. But it's a beautiful, it's a small park. I don't know what they hold, but it's just like at Mumford. It's a completely artificial turf field except for the pitcher's mound. Even the baselines, even home plate, the batter's boxes, the whole thing is artificial turf. And, of course, that came in really handy last week with all the rain. And interestingly enough, the College Station baseball team beat Magnolia. They swept them in two games over there. And they're going to be going back there this week. They'll play Thursday night at 7 and then Saturday at noon with the if necessary game to follow. And they'll be playing against Tomball. And the Tomball coach was there at the game Saturday when College Station got through. I don't know if I've ever stood around. Maybe it seemed longer because I was waiting for an interview. I don't know if I've ever stood around longer waiting on coaches to try to work out what they were going to do. It was obvious that they didn't want to try to play a home-and-home series, you know, which is what some people do. And they wanted to play a series but not home-and-home. So they're trying to decide on neutral site, and that's not easily done. I think it's interesting if you stop to think about it. It's the same situation this week for College Station that it was last week, in that the Cougars basically, depending on which route they take, almost drive right past their opponent to get to the place where they're going to play. In other words, Magnolia and Tomball are basically an hour closer to John Cooper High School in the Woodlands than College Station is. But I think because of the field conditions, I think it's nice for the fans. They don't have a lot of seats, but they even have fold-out seats and not just bleachers. So it's unusual for a high school. And I think Coach Older is willing to play there. I think he felt comfortable there, even though in doing so for the second week in a row, they've just agreed to give the opponents the shorter trip, you know, to get there. But they played well. I think that's probably part of it. From what I've been able to tell, the forecast this week is not for as much rain as we had last week. But if there is rain, you can obviously play through it. David, I didn't put in my story, I didn't even think I mentioned it to you, but Saturday afternoon, after the Cougars won 2-0 over Magnolia to finish off the sweep of that series, I went down on the field to do some player interviews and was waiting for Coach Holder to have his meeting with the Tomball coach. And I corralled the pitcher, Kyle Richardson, who had thrown a two-hitter. By the way, Kyle is committed to sign with Texas A&M. He's just a junior left-hander. And I pulled him off to the side to do an interview, and it started pouring. I mean, just pouring. It hadn't rained one drop during the game, and it poured for like 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And that's just an estimate. But they could have clearly kept playing. I mean, they wouldn't even have, for that amount of rain, they wouldn't even have had to cover the mound.
So did you take an artificial turf notepad to take notes after the game, or how does that work?
No, I drug the winning pitcher into the dugout and said, let's get under here because I might melt.
Okay. All right, Larry, I was kind of watching it from afar because I was at the state track meet, but it looked like that series between Rutter and Brenham was just a tremendous series. I mean, it was really back and forth.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating, David, and when I was thinking about what we would talk about on the show, you know, the Cougars are still playing, and I know we'll do a lot of coverage with that, and Brenham as well, but I do think we need to talk about Matt Harbin's Rutter baseball team, because I think pushing Brenham to three games and then scoring two runs in the top of the seventh to push Brenham to the bottom of the seventh in the third game, I think those are really big deals. I mean, I think that is, this season is a pretty significant stride for the Rutter Ranger baseball team. When you think about it, you'd say they stay in the same classification because the new 5A is the old 4A. However, College A&M Consolidated and Bryan moved down with them. So in a way, it did feel like a step up. And they had a lot of success. You know, they won in the first round. They made the second round, played a team with probably more tradition in baseball than any team in the state, and pushed them as far as you can push them. I saw the highlights on TV, and the winning hit in the bottom of the seventh was a blooper that the left fielder just couldn't quite get to. But the fact that that Rutter scored twice in the top of the seventh to tie that game up, I mean, you're talking about playing a program like Brenham and I don't know if it, I don't know if it transfers over to other sports, but to me, if you're playing Brenham in the deciding game and you're down two runs in the last inning, that's kind of like the Rockets being down 19 in the third quarter of Game 6 in L.A.
Yeah.
Nobody expects you to win.
Yeah,
and the Rangers had a really good shot. So a lot of credit to Matt Harbin and those guys. And, you know, they were the two seed from the district, so that they deserve credit for their regular season as well. I just think that program, I think this year represented a step forward for that program.
Yeah, they were the two seed. They are actually tied for second with Bryan, but they beat Bryan in both of those games. That's why they were the two seed. Bryan took on Tom Ball Memorial, lost the first game 8-2. Good game in the second one. The Memorial won it 1-0, and that eliminated Bryan. But another good performance for David Powers coach team. They seem to do that every year.
Yeah, and you and I are both big fans of David Powers. He's such a such a good guy and such a pleasure to work with. And they are always playing good baseball over there. I think, you know, maybe we should take the blame because we sent Cease over to cover that clinching game. So, you know, maybe we're going to have to start calling him the Terminator after the 1-0 decision. But they did have another good year, and the district was fun, David. You didn't get to cover as many of those games because of the other things that we had going on during the spring. But I think in just about every sport, you'd have to say that the new league, 18-5A, with Consolidated and Bryan and College Station and Rudder, I think that worked. I think that was a hit in a lot of ways, and that was the case. You know, it might have been crazier in baseball than anything else because A&M Consolidated finished either last or next to last and was a team that beat College Station twice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, how do you figure all that? So it was really competitive. There were some really competitive good games, and I think it says something about the local baseball in the district that Bryan and Rudder both made it to the second round, and now College Station is still playing with a chance to, who knows, maybe make a run back to state again. That's a pretty good baseball area here in town, and it always has been. The other thing that occurs to me, and I was going to tell you about this and just to get your thoughts, but think about this. You just said Bryan played Tomball Memorial, okay? College Station just beat Magnolia. Now they're going to play Tomball. Brennan's going to play Tomball
right.
Memorial. The North, I'd call it Northwest, I guess, corridor from Houston has always been good with baseball, and it just continues. And
well,
there's the 12 program here and other local summer programs. There are so many of these travel teams. People take baseball very, very seriously. But I would make the argument that if you would put a dot on the map, you know, and make like a 50-mile radius or whatever, you could pretty easily do that in the Tomball Magnolia area just so you have it out enough to include Bryan College Station.
Yeah, and Larry, let's
say that's baseball country.
Let's not forget that Rudder was basically in that district last year, so that they built themselves up to what they're doing this year. I do want to mention 4A. We did have three teams that got to area. Madisonville, Caldwell, and Navasota all lost. Carthage defeated Madisonville in a couple of games. It was Huffman Hargrave over Caldwell in two, and West Orange Dart guy by Navasota. A couple of really good games there, very competitive games there. Class 2A, we've got one team still alive, but it's a good one. Centerville's taking on Beckville. That's a great game. You know, I told you last week I thought the key game for Anderson Shiro was to get by Shiner. They couldn't quite do that. Shiner won in a game that was what started as a three-game series, ended up a one-game set. They played that in Austin late on Saturday night, and Shiner won it 6-2. But now we got a great best-of-three series between Centerville and Beckville, and they're playing at Pollock Central starting at 6 o'clock Thursday. Then they're going to finish it up beginning at 2 o'clock Saturday. And to me, that's the key to get you through that region. I think the winner of that's got a real chance to be your regional champion.
And I remember, David, a couple of years ago when Centerville played, I think it was either the regional quarterfinals or semifinals, and they played here at A&M Consolidated because I covered those games. And, they got a pretty good baseball thing going there, too. And you know, it runs through the community. It's the high school coach. It's the kids. You know, some places are baseball places, and obviously for the last few years, with the combination of the kids and the coaching, that's been the way it's been in Centerville. I'm going to work on a feature story later this week about one of the Centerville players, and they have played good baseball. I'd say their record over the last 3 years would stack up pretty well with a lot of people.
Well, the other aspect of that, too, Larry, we're talking about teams moving up, moving down. They were a 2A team when they did that. They're a new 2A team now, so they basically went down a classification. So they kept a lot of those good players moving into the new class 2A. And when I looked at the 2As and realized that Anderson, Shiro, and Centerville were in different regions, I said, well, we've got a shot at both of them winning the region. Still thought we did have that chance, but I knew Shiner was going to be a tough team to get by, and Anderson Shiro dropped that. And now Centerville and Beckville, it's the series, assuming they can get it in. We don't have any more rain this weekend, and they can pull that off. They'll be playing over at Pollock Central, so pretty good trip over there to get to that game, but it should be a very good series.
And they have so many guys, David. You mentioned this before. I talked about, and you know me, I'm not like Cease with names, but sometimes I get things mixed up. I think Cade Harris is the Centerville kid that's signed with Oklahoma for baseball. They have some multi-sport guys over there. I saw them play as well as maybe Cease did it, and we saw them go a couple of rounds in the football playoffs. They have, and that's what you would expect from a school of that size. They have some kids who are pretty good all-around athletes.
Yeah, they do. And just about everybody they have seems like they play a little bit of everything. And it is Cade Harris you're talking about who signed with Oklahoma. I think we're about out of time here and need to give it back to Aubrey because Aubrey's looking to get out of here early this week. And so he's just kind of like shoving us out of the way too. But I heard you say we got the Astros a little later this week. So we've got some possibilities of missing a couple of games.
We
so.
Have some scheduling shenanigans going on this week with not only the Astros but also Aggie baseball as
but,
well.
Yeah, well, it's the first place Astros, though,
well,
so we're talking.
Yeah. the league-leading Houston Astros.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
We got plenty of – we'll make room for the Astros, as well as the Aggies. They could potentially during our time slot on Friday as well. So
we'll let them join the fun.
Yeah,
right?
We will keep everybody posted as we go along this week. But that was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Berdoza, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Berdoza, proudly supporting – the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Hello, it's the Toyota Time sales event. This is Jan.
Have I missed the deals? Oh, one sec.
Fastball, strike one.
I'm back.
No, in fact, during Toyota Time, we have 0% APR financing as well as leasing deals on a great selection of your favorite models.
I was going to come down earlier, but just my luck. Extra innings. Hold on.
Here's the pitch. Swagger! And found a way.
How's your selection?
Great. We have an all-star lineup of reliable Toyotas led by the bold 2015 Camry and the power-hitting Tundra. And if you're thinking MPG, Corolla and Prius have the bases covered.
There's a high drive. Deep left. It's good.
I'm on my way.
Oh, but you're still on the air.
You take over.
What? What a game, folks. Now let's hear a word from our sponsor.
The Toyota Time sales event ends June 1st. Hurry in today. Lease the bold 2015 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 24 months with $19.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 6/1/15. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. Sale ends June 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
It's the season dreams are made of. Texas A&M University's MSC Opus will announce the enchanting events coming to its 43rd season on Thursday night, April the 23rd. If you're wondering what Opus has in store for Aggieland in the 2015-16 season, stay connected to Opus on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit mscopus.org. Bryan Broadcasting is proud to be an official media partner of Opus Season 43.
fun is the focus at Spirit Ice Arena, and learning the skills of skating will enable you to enjoy a lifetime of fun and exercise. Step-by-step instruction in pleasant, supervised surroundings makes learning to skate safe and easy. Skating is for everyone, so whether you want to play hockey, figure skate, or just for a lifetime of fun, Spirit Ice Arena is the place to start. Group lessons will be starting soon, so call today and join the fun at Spirit Ice Arena, 693-3900, or online at spiriticearena.com.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
You're listening to The Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150.
Look over there. Where? There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, Darren Benson, Aggie Nation. Powered by the Eagle, wrapping up the Monday show. A little bit of sports news before we get to the non-sports news or news or whatever you want to call it. Ryan Tannehill has signed an extension with the Dolphins through 2020. Big money for Mr. Tannehill. Good news for him.
He's been doing pretty good.
Yeah. First, because of some of the different rules and re-signing and rookie contracts, he's the first of the 2012 quarterbacks to sign a big extension. So,
well, good for him.
Yeah. He's go Ryan Tannehill. Earned the money at the Dolphins.
Yeah. Another reason to root for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Maybe the only reason to root for
the Dolphins. Potentially. Yeah. Not a lot of reasons to root for the Dolphins, really, but that could be one. They get to play the Patriots twice a year. Yeah. I guess that's a reason to root for the Dolphins. What's going on out there, other than the weather? Again, Darren, I put you in charge of this. You're not coming through for
weather. Us. We'll talk about the weather in just a minute. Before we talk about the weather, we do have some fresh news, breaking news to tell you about Dennis Brown. He is the man accused of killing Aggie Noel Devin and her father in their Bryan home. Last year, he has been found dead in his Brazos County jail cell. It happened about 11:40 this morning when he was found. Medical personnel attempted CPR, but he was pronounced dead at 12:19 this afternoon. An autopsy has been ordered. They do not have an apparent cause of death. Texas Rangers are investigating, which is standard procedure when there's a death in custody. Brown, he was charged with a number of things, but he was being held in the Brazos County Jail awaiting trial. And again, we'll have more on the story at theeagle.com in just a few minutes, including the background of the case that got him in jail, and a little bit about his history. But he has been found dead in his jail cell. So there's that. We'll also tell you about the latest from Waco. Crazy things going on in Waco yesterday. Twin Peaks Restaurant Corporation has revoked the franchise agreement with the Twin Peaks Restaurant in Waco. We're getting lots of information from our sister paper, the Waco Tribune Herald. They are aggressively reporting the story.
I was going to say, you know, we talk about theeagle.com, and I'll definitely visit, but the Waco Tribune has done some stellar work on this thing.
Yes.
If you are interested in that, go read some of their stuff.
Lots of great photos from their photographer yesterday. Of course, we're posting all of their stories on our site, too. So check out Waco Trib or theeagle.com for the latest on the Waco shootings. We'll have more, obviously, in tomorrow's paper and all afternoon as we get new things. They announced that they had arrested 170 people in connection with that yesterday. The charges are engaging in criminal activity. The bond for everybody, all 170 of them, was $1 million each. We're following that as developments happening. Also, closer to home, we will tell you about the weather. The Bryan Armory is some National Guardsmen are standing by at the Bryan Armory to respond to any flooding situation, swift water rescues. They called in some extra reinforcements from the state this morning after. Because there's a group from the Bryan Armory that have been deployed on a peacekeeping mission to Egypt, so they shifted some resources to make sure that we were staffed here in Bryan if the need arose. So we'll tell you about that. Also, there is a Bryan School Board meeting tonight. There was a lot of interest last week after the Bryan High School band director was reassigned to an elementary school. A lot of the parents said that they were going to go to the school board meeting tonight, where the color guard coincidentally is being recognized for an award that they won recently at a competition. So we'll see if anything comes from that from the parents.